Question number 8, is this ministry biblically sound and Christ-centered? I speak at a fair number of Christian colleges across the country, and at one of them I was having lunch with the academic vice president. And keep in mind that a lot of money from Christian families, especially a lot of estate money, and a lot of contributions goes to Christian liberal arts colleges around this country. And I am afraid I'm going to step on a few toes here and in other places, but I asked the academic vice president this question. I said, you know, I've been to a lot of Christian liberal arts colleges, and I have noticed that a number of them are hiring teachers that are not strong believers, and in fact, a number of them are hiring teachers that are not believers at all. In the science department, sociology, psychology, whatever it is, we've got a gap, we've got to fill it to maintain accreditation, and so we hire these people. I said, I feel like a lot of these schools have lost their true Christian distinctives. They no longer hold to the authority of the scriptures as their standards. So I said, what's it like here at this college? He paused, and then he said to me these words. I wrote them down. If the parents of most of these kids knew what they are actually being taught in their classes, they would pull them out before the end of the term. This is the academic vice president. He would not send his own children to this college. Now, the truth is there are many once Christian schools and benevolence organizations that are supported by the giving and estates of believers who would be heartsick if they really understood that these organizations have abandoned their Christian beliefs, distinctively the belief in the authority of the scriptures, and their spiritual vitality, and that they now routinely teach heresy rather than truth. Christian money often goes to support hospitals that kill unborn children created in the image of God. Question, if the academic vice president of this college, on the basis of his Christian convictions, would not send his own children to this college, do you suppose it's wise for Bible-believing, Christ-centered Christians to be giving their money to it? I'm not going to answer that question. The fact that this was a good school or ministry 30 years ago, maybe when you went there, just is not relevant. Doesn't matter. Would you invest in a company that is now in shambles just because 30 years ago it was a strong company? Well, then don't do it when it comes to Christian institutions. Because the funds you give will not go to the work that this place did 30 years ago. They will go to the work these places are doing today.